This is episode number 2144 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Farrah Fawcett's legacy is coming back in digital form.
Could that be?
The Farrah Fawcett Foundation said yesterday, on what would have been her 75th birthday, if you can believe that.
I can't believe that. Oh my God.
That it plans to release a limited edition. Here we go again.
What?
NFT.
Oh, an NFT?
Of her iconic red swimsuit poster.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I bet that's gonna sell for millions.
Possibly.
Wow. And before you ask,
why?
Yes.
I don't know.
I had one. I probably still have one. It's probably rolled up in a box in my garage somewhere.
Probably.
I had read that they had shot that at her house in Los Angeles when they shot that.
Well, it didn't need much 70s. Of a background.
What background? Was there a background in that? All I know is her house was really cold. It was really cold.
Shut up.
You could tell.
The famous pinup shot from 1976. Went on to sell how many?
I don't know.
Twelve million.
12 million. That's
more than
properly
12 million copies.
Compared to what probably would be today if she was of an actress of the same fame today. Jeez. Everybody that I went to school with had that poster hanging in their room. Even some girls, but mostly boys. Those girls, now looking back on it, I can see now why. But anyway, I digress.
Well, it was a cool poster.
It was a great poster. I mean, it was great.
You know, if you take the sex part away from it, it was still
a
cool poster.
Well, it was the pinup poster of the 70s. There weren't many, that you could pin up that weren't naughty. So this wasn't a naughty poster.
Well, no, but
innocent.
The 70s, though, you had Tiger Beat. You had
If you go back to World War II days and you talk about the pinup girls and Betty Grable and all that.
Right.
Farrah Fawcett was our pinup girl for a little bit.
Nobody could come close.
No.
I mean, that was...
No. Anyway, we're talking about her NFT.
Yeah. All right, so why do an NFT? I don't know.
Well, no, because she's got a foundation. They're going to auction it off and make money.
Yeah.
They'll raise money for the foundation.
I get it. Whatever it sells for, which will be a bunch.
It'll be a bunch.
It's whatever it sells for is going to support HPV-related cancer research.
Yeah.
As well as patient assistance and prevention efforts. And so the Los Angeles-based Moore Management was selected to produce the NFT collection.
Oh, there's a place does that.
Evidently. We are beyond grateful, I bet they are, to be part of preserving this image forever on a blockchain and bringing an entirely new audience
blockchain.
To the NFT community.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's admirable, it's a piece of pop culture from the 20th century that is significant. And guess what, kids? I think it's a good idea. I'm going to vote good idea.
All right, so they're going to make an NFT.
Yeah.
And one person's going to buy it.
One person's going to buy that digital copy, and then nobody can have that digital copy, but they can sell it. They just can't make duplicates. So I don't understand it either.
They can just sell theirs?
They can just sell theirs. Yeah.
Well, why would they sell theirs?
I know, right? I don't get it either.
So nobody else gets a copy, is what you're saying.
Well, they could make copies and sell them as copies, but they would never be the original. It's like the original Mona Lisa is hanging in the Louvre. And all the other ones are prints.
Yes.
So it's the same kind of thing, except it's digital. That's the way I look at it. So there you go. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But you said they couldn't duplicate it.
They can, but they can't duplicate the original. They can't sell another original.
Well, no, there's only one
original. That's why it's an NFT. Everything else would be a digital copy of the NFT. And not as valuable.
Khloe Kardashian. Yeah, because we have nothing. Stars aren't really doing much being stupid things right now. Sometimes they lay low, and they wait and like do it in clusters. So this is,
is a Khloe cluster.
A cluster. We scrape the bottom of the barrel to get the good stuff.
Of course we do.
And not that this is it. So Khloe Kardashian.
We should change the name of this newscast from the Who Cares News to the We Scrape the Bottom of the Barrel newscast.
No, it's not a bad idea. Anyway, Khloe is she's coming under fire for hiding her hands because people complain about everything.
What?
Everything. Jeez.
She's not got dishpan hands. Remember dishpan hands?
Yeah. So what if you can't see your hands?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Oh, you can see it's this picture here.
Oh, she's got no shirt on.
No, she's got no shirt on.
But, and they're picking out of the fact that she's hiding her hands in that picture. She's also hiding her boobs, her naked boobs.
Well, look how big the jeans look on her. It's like,
yeah, but she's got a big butt and a skinny waist. So the jeans aren't made for, her jeans are not made for Kardashians. Look at that.
Well, her jeans actually are because there's other pictures. But this is just like...
She looks emaciated.
I know.
Doesn't she? Except from the waist down. The famous Kardashian fake butt.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's hiding her hands. And of course, social media is like all over this.
Of course. So she's...
Oh, my God.
Close. She's topless.
Yeah.
Arms covering her chest.
Right.
So her hands are placed behind her hair.
Behind her hair.
Now, one commenter thought she might be intentionally hiding her hands.
Well, she probably is because she's
got the dish pants.
She's got the dish pants.
Well, you know, she's had some past negative comments about her hands because this is what we do in the world. We
we find every imperfection.
Every single thing.
We bring a spotlight to it.
So Chloe,
not just a spotlight. We bring a searchlight to it.
Well, last year she got some criticism for her hands. Comments accused her of photoshopping her hands, which appear to have been like with long fingers.
Okay.
So
she doesn't have mad long fingers.
Well, I did see when it looked like her hand was like, jeez. but you can also see in some of these they do different angles and things like that.
Sure.
So she said. We shot on a camera lens that creates a stretching effect.
Stretching effect.
So in some of my photos, my feet / fingers look incredibly long. Not to worry, I still have normal size
hands. She has normal size hands. I read a review for Moonfall. Not to take any thunder away from Chloe, but.
Yeah. And now for the portion of our Who Cares news that John Van Camp cares deeply about.
We're talking about Halle Berry's new movie. She's out tomorrow. Viewers have panned it. The critics have panned it. Yeah, they said the premise is bad. The moon has come out of orbit and is falling to Earth. That's why it's called Moonfall. It's crashing to Earth, and just like another movie called Armageddon, somebody like Halle Berry has to save the effing world.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
She's done some good stuff. Why did she fall to this?
I don't know. It was just,
making hay while the sun shines.
Well, yeah, because she needs to. She's not getting any younger. Pretty soon she's going to be playing moms and grandmoms.
Not for a while.
But not for a while. All right. No,
she'll be in John Wick 11.
Well, yeah, I'm waiting for that.
And probably 13 or 14, too.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares news and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.